Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art, and welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into the work of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. Joining me today is Lizzie Fitch and Ryan Tricarton, two artists based in Ohio who create manically paced videos that reflect the pervasive influence of technology in the 21st century. So welcome, Lizzie, and welcome, Ryan.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, hi. Thank you.
So I'd love to know how your collaboration as artists began.
Well, it began pretty naturally. Ryan and I were really young when we met. We both went to the same art school. Both of us were kind of interested in pushing each of the mediums that each of us was studying. Ryan was studying film and I was studying painting, wanting to sort of like use other medias inside both of our practices.
The way we've collaborated has always sort of grown out of the particular project, and it's always evolved. And so the way we talk about one project doesn't necessarily spread across all of them.
I've been looking at your collective work for a while now, and the whole idea of there being a script for videos that are so incredibly frenetically paced strikes me as extremely interesting. So can you maybe elaborate slightly more on what script means in the context of these moving image works?
I started off writing scripts more like writing poetry. And in the first couple shoots, I would have the script in my hand and I would have a scenario set up with some sort of a premise. And then there would be the other script, which I considered to be the set, the wardrobe, and the mixture of collaborators that are actually in the room. The line might get said like 25 times, and each time might have a different premise. And then as the movie sort of grows from sort of like that starting point, it kind of grows outward, and I continue to write the script as I shoot. And then the scripts would become more and more concise and more character-driven.
A lot of the script writing happens in post, too, because of the way that we create the 360 environment without any fallout. It kind of gives you this opportunity to not edit in the way that you shot something linearly. We even rewrite lines during the edit. You know, you'll take out a whole section of it or add something in from a different part of a shoot.
One thing I wanted to try and achieve, which is challenging on the radio, is a sense of what your work looks and feels like. And I think all visual art is to some extent experiential, but yours is emphatically experiential and multisensory. So take a stab at describing one of the sculptural theaters that's a part of the show at the BMA.
One of the works that's in the show is called Woody's Grill, and it's called Woody as in O-U-L-D. Anyway, that work was really inspired by bar culture and the language that people use in bars and how that environment inspires people to tell stories.
We always think of titles as framing devices, and the name Woody's Grill was also kind of riff off of like a getting lost in the woods, but then spelling it with an O-U-L-D. So it's like what you would have done or could have happened. And just the way in bar settings, histories become sort of fictionalized and people like really lean into storytelling and like alternative facts and like weirdo ways of roaming like a landscape.
The bar itself, it's sort of meant to give you this viewing experience where you just like you're watching a game with friends, but you feel free to talk to each other or you feel free to let your mind wander. You know, it gives you this sort of like indicator for how you could potentially watch the content of the movie.
Absolutely. So thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
You can see the work of Lizzie Fitch and Ryan Tricarton at the BMA through January 7th, and I can't stress how important it is to see that work in person. It's beyond description. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.